So today we're chatting with Frances Roston from the Works With International Marmalade Festival. Well, thanks for joining us, Frances. Can you tell us how it all started?
I can. It all started a good 11 years ago with two guys in the pub arguing about who made the best preserves, and somebody said, I'll be the judge of that. So they duly brought their marmalades in and the public was invited to taste them and give their opinion. The landlord and landlady of the Royal Oak duly obliged with tea and toast, and a jolly good evening was had. So it got repeated, grown and grown.
Because I believe it's been going, is this the 11th year this time then?
This is its 11th incarnation, yes indeed. We've now got a very lovely handmade silver spoon that's awarded to the best marmalade on the day, the best marmalade maker. It's just a bit of a laugh, really.
Yeah. Are there any sort of, criteria? Is there certain things that you can't make marmalade from, or how does it work?
The marmalade bit of it is actually semi-serious. We are looking for good marmalades. We're not particularly looking for novelty ones, but sometimes they're very wacky. They might have gold flake in them. They might have ginger or chili or little additions that make them stand out. But it's a vox pop vote, to be honest. We just have a laugh. The table's covered in baskets of toast and there's pots of tea. And people are invited to taste the marmalade and to make comments on them. And we assemble the comments, and the one that gets the most points is awarded the spoon.
Brilliant.
So it's as much a festival as a competition.
Yes. So what do you think makes a good marmalade?
What do I think makes a good marmalade? love and care, I think. Actual inspiration. Don't let the sugar burn. And make the marmalade that you like, with peel, without peel, it really doesn't matter.
And when's the festival actually taking place?
It's always on the first Monday in March, and it's always at the Royal Oak in Wirksworth. And the first Monday in March, I think, is Monday the 6th this year.
And is it sort of open for anyone to put forward their marmalade then, for everybody to have a taste, or?
Absolutely. We expect people to bring along a jar of marmalade on the night, 7:30 to 8:00, and it gets entered, gets a number, gets put on the table, and nobody knows whose is whose, and everybody tucks in, really. You go around the table, tucking in, making notes. It's just very funny. It's very crowded, quite noisy, and it's all good fun, from the serious to the ridiculous.
So what sort of the most unusual, then, ingredients have to gone in one of the marmalades?
I'd be hard-pressed to say that, but I think the gold flake was definitely one of them.
Yes, that's not something you see normally on the breakfast table, I don't think, is it?
It isn't, and very attractive it was, too.
Yeah. Have you ever had any sort of marmalades that have been really horrible?
We'd be far too polite to say, but yes, of course.
Yeah, I suppose...
We're really, you know, if you like your marmalade, bring it in.
Because I suppose that's it. Everybody's probably looking for something slightly different in the marmalade.
Everyone's looking for different stuff. We're not stuffy. We don't do the kind of, it must have a wax ring on it and it must be in a pristine jar and all that sort of stuff. We actually don't do that. It's not a judged competition. It is about enjoying marmalade and having fun on the evening. People who come are given a few pointers on what does make a good marmalade. You know, you're looking for a clear jar, you're looking for a good set, and of course you're looking for flavour, good orangey flavour. But at the end of the day, it's the one that gets the popular vote that wins.
So just remind listeners, when does the Works With International Marmalade Festival take place?
It takes place on the first Monday in March every year at the Royal Oak in Wirksworth, and kicks off at 8:00. First Monday in March in 2017 is Monday the 6th of March.
That's brilliant.
So look forward to seeing people there.